Welcome, everybody. Shir number 746. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're just finishing up the salt issue. We're talking about, not really issue, but the halachas in reference to salt. Just a few more odds and ends. Interesting brings down the Sefer, both the Sefer Hilchos Yayin B'Yayin, the Sefer Eitzer Halachas. I just want to read what we finished off last Shir. We should have an understanding. In reference to, we said in general our breads have salt in it, so there's no, it's a mitzvah to have the salt, but it's not like, you know, halachically where you have to have it. It's a mitzvah to do. So therefore, it's not like you can't eat the bread. You could eat the bread, our breads especially, because of the fact that they have salt. So he brings down the Sefer Hilchos Yayin B'Yayin just to read the summation of what we spoke about last year. So he says on page Taf Lamed Ches, for Af Yochel Lahamtin, again the Sefer Hilchos Yayin B'Yayin, right, page Taf Lamed Ches, for Af Yochel Lahamtin Mishum Kach, even though you're allowed to wait, like we saw in the Mishbura, if somebody wants, Mishum Kach Milavarcha Moitzi, Achevoyu Melech, you're allowed to wait before you make the hamaitzi until they bring you salt, and even to say the word salt, v'em, because it's tzarchei asud, v'em b'zeh mishum hefsik. This would not be a hefsik, achla achar hamaitzi, but after the hamaitzi, just want to make sure we have it clear, after the hamaitzi, lo yamtin, that one should be careful not to wait, not even just not to talk out, but not to wait, lo yamtin avrzeh, el yitim, eat a little, right? You make the hamaitzi, eat a little bit, v'yitbol b'melach la'achar sheyitim ma'at. After you take the bite, then you get the salt, or you could talk out, then you'll tell them that you need salt, or whatever the case is, or you'll go get the salt, or whatever the case is. So then afterwards, aliyitim v'yitbol b'melach, after you eat a little bit, then you could talk. Then you could talk out. Then you could take a delay or whatever has to be done to get the salt and eat, and then dip the rest of the bread or challah, matzah, whatever it is, roll that you're eating in the salt. And I just want to make sure we have an understanding, because I think it didn't come across so well last year, but in ice number 49, he brings on the bottom, number 49 on page Tuf Lamed Tes, again, the Sefer Hilchos Yayin B'Yayin, he says, Amir Kolzeh Koidim Hamoitzi, this whole issue we were talking about, possibly to make a delay, possibly to talk out and to say the word Melech, is before you make the Hamoitzi. Aval Achar Hamoitzi, after you make the Bracha of Hamoitzi, Ein Lahamtim Klal, don't wait at all. Not even to talk out, but don't even wait. Even waiting, even making an interruption of, we've spoken about in the past, maybe we'll get back to it, the Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, which is, I think, if I remember offhand, more than 1 or 2 seconds, but not to make any interruption at all, but b'diyeved, that's what it would be. Af b'shehia, also, even any type of delay would be also midina hefsek. That's the problem, because any type of waiting, of time delay, is also also midina. Ve'ein tzarich kam melech midina klal. Also, like he says over here, because of the fact that the breads are in general have salt in it, so there's no ve'ein tzarich kam melech midina klal. You don't need it als midina. You don't need the salt. It's a mitzvah. It's a good thing. But als to make stomach a hefsek and talking out and delaying after you made the hamoitzi, that far we don't go. So I just wanted to make sure we have that straight. Just a few more things he brings down. They both bring down. There's a Sefer Hilchos Yayin B'Yayin and the Sefer Eitzer Halachos, that it's a good thing to have the salt, the mitzvah laniach hamelech al hashulchan ad gemar hasuda ubirchas hamazon. When there's a meal going on, it's a good thing to keep the salt, not to take the salt off. Again, lechatchila, it's a good thing. Means you don't have to do it, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah laniach hamelech to keep the salt on the table ad gemar hasuda ubirchas hamazon until after the suda and after benching. He brings it from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Kaf HaChaim, others, and so on. Okay. And the Lemaisa, the Sefer Eitzer Halachos, says the same thing. He says, V'yaniach HaMelech al HaShulchan Ad Achar Berachas HaMazon. He's quoting from the Sefer Kaf HaChaim. Also, V'yaniach to leave the salt on the table till after benching. Again, if it was taken off, it was taken off. You're still allowed to bench. It's not the issue. We're not talking about that. But it's a good thing to, a mitzvah, to leave it on there, if it's possible, on the table till after benching. Another interesting thing, let's say somebody doesn't have any salt at all. Brings down the Sefer Eitzer Halachos. Interesting, very interesting. If somebody doesn't have any salt at all, but they have sugar, let's say, could I use sugar? So he says, I just don't have salt. Good. You're supposed to have salt, but I don't have salt. But there's some sugar over there that we do. do have, right? You ask the balabos, you ask the one in charge, do we have any salt? No, no salt, but I have some sugar. Would you like that? So he says, V'yesh Oimrim brings on Sefer Oitzer Alochas in our Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Ois Yod Gimel. He says, V'yesh Oimrim the im yesh loy sukkar. If there's sugar, yitabal bo yalechem. You could dip the bread into the sugar if you don't have salt. V'chashav like ilu tibole b'melech, and it would be as though you dipped it into salt. All right, so that's what we just spoke about. But he says on the bottom, so he brings on the bottom from the he brings this also from the Kafachaim. Interesting that the em lemelach that you could dip it into the yitabel pitay betzuka, you could dip it into sugar. He says others argue on this, but lemaisi does bring it down from the. He brings also from the Shiorim Mitzionim Behalacha, interesting, but he says, Besavalei the Kevin Shatam Hukadei Lamatek, Adin Lo Mahani Hatzukalazeh. So, some want to say that it wouldn't work, but he does bring down from the Shiorim Mitzionim Behalacha also. So he says like this, interesting from the Shiorim Mitzionim Behalacha, Hevi the Kevin the Mutalim Leach. A carbonus besukkah, since apparently you could use sugar by the carbonus, that's what he says. I am not familiar with that really at all. I'm just reading the words how he says it. By the carbonus, dina kemelech. Therefore, the sugar would have a din like melech. That's what he says. And he says, b'pnei shemamed hadavah mekayim oisai. Mekayim oisai, lachay nikra, nami bris melech. For that reason, whatever, because the bottom line is, it would also fall under the category of bris melech, so to use sugar also. Right, so he brings also, just finishing off, Shas Teshuvas Divrei Chaim, he brings the Melech, Mekayim, Hadavar, Umatzel Menehefsid, obviously, as we know, salt keeps things sort of like, you know, from spoiling, and so on, Umatzel Menehefsid, so therefore, the sugar, he says, Gamke Mekayim, sugar would also sort of do the same thing, I guess, to an extent also. So, Lemaisa, be it as it may, and sugar is not something that you use lechatchila, but if one is stuck, need be, he says, the im yesh loy tzuka, yitabul boy halachem, yichashav loy ki'ilu tibol loy b'melach. It will be the same thing if somebody's stuck and they don't have sugar. I'm sorry, they don't have salt, not if they don't have sugar. If they don't have salt, so to use sugar, there are those, not everybody holds like that, but there are those who would say it's the same thing, to mekayim that mitzvah of using salt. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch HaKol Tov.